Deconstructing the Colosseum, teaching the Christian worldview, including how the civil government has no jurisdiction over the heart and mind. Since I am an attorney, I oftentimes am able to discuss with others the benefit of abandoning Establishment Clause jurisprudence in favor of leveraging Free Exercise Clause jurisprudence. While most people are not familiar with the Establishment Clause, they are familiar with how liberal judges improperly hold that basically any Christian expression of faith in a civil government school is not going to be tolerated. So abandoning Establishment Clause jurisprudence basically means the termination of spending any more resources on trying to convince liberal judges to allow Christianity to flourish in civil government schools. Once we give up trying to reform the civil government schools, which can't be done since they shouldn't exist in the first place, then we take our resources and leverage the Free Exercise Clause. So, what does it mean to leverage the Free Exercise Clause? Attorneys I have explained leveraging the Free Exercise Clause to are immediately interested in what type of legal action this involves. It doesn't involve any. Leveraging the Free Exercise Clause simply means spending our resources on Christian education in private schools where there are no arbitrary legal restrictions. You see, leveraging the Free Exercise Clause involves no legal action. It just means exercising the freedoms we already have, mainly prayer and creationism, in private schools. You can read more about this in the article I wrote called Reformation Without Tarrying for Any, The Future of the Free Exercise Clause, on deconstructingthecolosseum.com. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructingthecolosseum.com.